progress on the battlefield. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Instead of fleeing their homes, Ukrainians are said to be returning to a city outside the capital. Officials say they've recaptured the city of Brovary as Russian forces retreat. During an interview with Fox's Bret Baier, President Volodymyr Zelensky said the only outcome that will be acceptable to his people is victory.
The question is when it will end. That is a deep question. It's a painful question.
During the discussion, Zelensky declined to comment on whether he ordered an attack on a Russian fuel depot. He did renew his request to the West for more heavy weapons. Strong gains on the U.S. jobs front in March.
Employers added 431,000 jobs during the month, marking 11 straight monthly gains above 400,000, the longest stretch of growth in records dating back to 1939. The unemployment rate ticked lower to 3.6% from 3.8%, quickly approaching the February 2020 pre-pandemic rate of 3.5%, which was a 50-year low.
Fox says Hillary Barsky. Republicans argue inflation continues to erase any wage gains. A return to politics for Sarah Palin. She's in the running for the Alaska congressional seat left empty by the death of Don Young.
Palin filed the paperwork with an elections office Friday. At least 50 other candidates are going for that seat, including a North Pole City Council member named Santa Claus. A special primary is set for June 11th. The top four vote-getters will then go into a special election in August.
Fox says Jill Nato. Palin served as governor of Alaska. She was also a Republican vice presidential nominee. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Masks were supposed to come off on Monday for New York City school children under five, but amid rising COVID-19 cases, the mandate will stay in place, and Mayor Eric Adams will appeal a judge's ruling that struck it down.
We truly believe this is within our powers to execute what's best for the city of New York.
New York City is averaging just under 1,300 new cases per day. That's more than twice the number on the average day in early March. We're learning more about the emotional toll of the pandemic, specifically on young people.
The CDC says the pandemic exacerbated already worsening trends in mental health among American youth. According to a survey of U.S. high school students, more than one-third experienced poor mental health during the pandemic, and 44% persistently felt sad or hopeless. More than half of youth said they experienced emotional abuse by a parent or other adult in the home during the pandemic, and 11% reported physical abuse in the home. Mental health was considerably better among youth who felt connected to teachers and students at their schools, but only 47% felt this school connection during the pandemic. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
The public battle between Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis may be kicked up a notch. Disney's self-governing status could be stripped after the company came out swinging against a parental rights bill signed by the Republican governor.
There's policy disputes, and that's fine, but when you're trying to impose a woke ideology on our state, you know, we view that as a significant threat. This wokeness will destroy this country.
The bill bans discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade classrooms. Disney came out forcefully against it. I'm Pam Huso, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.